From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad Tuesday, in a speech to his parliament carried on state television, vowed to continue the fight against terrorism. He said the government has to fight a war imposed on it. He said the bloodshed will continue until it's ripped from its root. He vowed to liberate every inch of Syria from the hands of terrorists. Aided by forces from Russia and Iran, Syria has been battling opposition elements, including the Islamic State, and made gains, including the recapture in March of the ancient city Palmyra. He's also battling rebels back from the outside, including Turkey and the U.S. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called the tone of the speech vintage Assad.
There were no surprises in what he said, unfortunately. What would all of us like to see him recognize is his role in the carnage in Syria and to pledge to step aside and for that a political transition could take place? Sure. But he did not.
He appealed to Moscow and Tehran and those with influence on the Syrian leader to keep him from letting the Geneva peace process fall completely apart. The UN Refugee Agency now estimates 50,000 people have fled Boko Haram attacks in southeast Niger since Friday. The Sunni insurgency took the border town Bosso Friday in an attack said to have killed at least 26 soldiers from Niger and two from Nigeria. The UN agency said the capture of Bosso worsened the refugee situation in the Diffa region. The Kenyan government has banned further protests aimed at disbanding the country's electoral commission. The opposition is accused of being biased and corrupt. The security minister Tuesday cited the violence at rallies that killed at least two people in the town of Kisumu on Monday. Three others died in violence across the country last month. This is VOA News. President Obama and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday highlighted the strong bonds between the two countries during a meeting at the White House. Mr. Obama said they're committed to signing the Paris Climate Change Agreement by year's end, and thank Mr. Modi for his serious commitment to clean energy.
How we can make sure that the climate financing that's necessary for India to be able to embark on the bold vision for solar energy and clean energy that Prime Minister Modi has laid out can be accomplished. And the agreements and memoranda that we reached, I think, reflect the seriousness with which both of us take the climate change issue.
Mr. Obama said the key priority is promoting economic prosperity, promoting jobs, investment, trade, and greater opportunities for both peoples. The leaders of the world's two biggest democracies also discussed security issues and strengthening global nuclear nonproliferation efforts. The European Union has unveiled plans to seek agreement with governments in Africa and the Middle East to persuade would-be migrants to remain where they are rather than seek jobs and safety in Europe in exchange for billions in aid. Frans Timmermans is the European Commission Vice President.
We propose to use a mix of positive and negative incentives to reward those third countries willing to cooperate effectively with us and to ensure that there are consequences for those who do not. This includes using our development and trade policies to create leverage. Member States will need to play their part and be ready to mirror this approach through their actions and resources.
Meanwhile, the European Court of Justice has ruled that EU countries cannot jail illegal immigrants simply for crossing borders inside the continent's 26-nation passport-free area, known as the Schengen Zone. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sailed to victory in New Jersey's Democratic Party primary election Tuesday, one of six contests being held across the country prior to the two major parties' national nominating conventions. Clinton addressed supporters in Brooklyn, New York on this historic occasion.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee.
But her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, says he's given no indication he's ready to quit the race for the party's presidential nomination. Nigeria's government Tuesday announced it's suspending military operations against militants attacking oil installations in the Niger Delta region and seeking to open peace talks with members of the Niger Delta Avengers militancy. Attacks on oil and gas pipelines have been a feature in the region for years, amid complaints of environmental damage and little benefit from the oil wealth generated. Those attacks have cut deeply into Nigeria's oil output. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.